What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greeter III, a.k.a. EG3, for this podcast, NASCAR, and all things in between. Coming at you on this Tuesday night, May 16th, 2023. This will be out tomorrow night at some point there as well. We will get to all of the NASCAR talk here. Obviously, historic weekend, historic mark, North Wilkesboro returns to the Cup Series, really to all divisions here this weekend with the NASCAR All-Star Race. Xfinity's out this weekend. It's the trucks and the Cups. Of course, the trucks will be racing there. And you got the Cup Series getting ready for the NASCAR All-Star Race there, folks. So, no traditional race. It is the NASCAR All-Star Race there. Your electric short track, if you will, there. As well, we'll get to all of that here later here throughout the week here. But this is the running edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. We're going to take this thing to the high side of the racetrack here for a minute. Get you caught up on what's been going with me on the running front here, starting right now. Look, when this podcast rolls out tomorrow night, it will be a month out from Grandma's Marathon. Yes, Grandma's Marathon. I cannot believe I am saying that due to the fact that this year I was not even supposed to run a marathon. I was supposed to take a break from all of that training and everything else like that and dibble dabble into other running events. But as you've heard me say, every time I talk about my running adventures, yes, I got drawn back into the marathon scene. So this is shaping up, folks, to be in an electric epic weekend on Father's Day weekend, no less, there next month. We just had Mother's Day weekend, and looking ahead to next month is Father's Day weekend. Father's Day on, well, that following Sunday there after the marathon's over. So this is, for those that don't know, Grandma's Marathon takes place in Duluth, Minnesota. I've never been to Minnesota in general. So this trip has turned into what it is. It's pretty, something special in the air. From a solo trip to now, this is going to be me and a few other friends that are going to be running this event as well. I know three other folks are going to be running this event. They're going to be running the half. Four that I'm going with are running the full just like I am as well, and shooting for PRs like myself as well, different PRs. Now, I am trying to shoot for the double check. The double play, finally get over that three and get sub three, and making and that would obviously put the double play in place there, put myself qualifying for next year's Boston Marathon. I know one of my running friends here in town did it last year, qualified, and ended up qualifying for this year's Boston Marathon, which is in the rearview mirror, the 120th Boston Marathon. So that's what's there. That's what's at stake. Huge event there. Everything is sold out running wise there. And one Dakota Lindworm on the women's side going not just for the three-peat, but she's going for the course record in the marathon. So, well, I'm not gonna be front row seat for that. I'm gonna be pretty much trailing her throughout most. I'm not going to be too far behind her. Obviously, last year she won it at, 224 or something like that. Or I think, 223 or 224. I don't have the finishing order ahead of me right now. But unless somebody out of the women's front, out of the women's field, comes out there and really puts it on the field, that's what you're looking at. And, of course, Dakota is a Minnesota native, so that are we gonna be looking at history being part of history on all counts. We'll have to see about that. Obviously, I gotta take care of my own business there in 5.5 weeks. That is crazy, man. 5.5 weeks, more like 4.5 weeks. That's me, man. This has gone by really quick, and now that it's really, we're only a month out, things are really going to start ratcheting up. Training has gone, has been balanced, or almost balanced. I'll just put it that way. Been racing a lot, and racing a lot throughout this cycle, and hopefully that will propel me. Help me take a little part in finally breaking through in that sub-3 barrier there on June 17th there. Recently, not last weekend, but the weekend prior, ending up doing a first, making a little bit of history, sweeping the weekend, taking both races that I signed up for, Tower 5K and the Outpacing Melanoma 5K. When the Outpacing Melanoma 5K was two Sundays ago, and the Tower to Tower was two Saturdays ago there as well. Luckily, on Sunday, I wasn't too sore. I was sore a tad, but not much there. And luckily, the pace was good in the first mile of Sunday's race 2 weeks ago. And then from there, I just took it from there. I do have a race coming up. Well, two 5Ks coming up. On bet, well, not two 5Ks, say 5Ks, back-to-back weeks. Only one, though, Flash Dash coming this Saturday up in North Kansas City. And then, of course, the one here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Bill Stunner Half Marathon / 5K. Fortunately, I'm not running the half this time around, which takes out the, I think I ran this race five years in a row. Prior to that, I ran the 5K for my first time in this event. So I'm going back to that. And obviously, I've gotten a lot faster from now to then. So as you see what it has in store there, there's going to be some hills here on the course that people are going to have to deal with. And with Flash Dash this weekend, been getting a lot of recent chatter anyways, from my little bro and others that the course is flat. And multiple opportunities to PR. So it looks like I PR'd that weekend 2 weekends ago. And looks like here, from what I'm looking at, the entry level for one particular person that I'm have to go up against here, trying to repeat, at least the pressure's not on me for a change here, that I'm going to need a PR pretty much here if I'm going to take him down. So he's pretty much, I've seen his name. I'm not going to mention it by name on this podcast, not yet. Anyways, we'll see what unfolds on Saturday morning at 9. Hopefully the weather's good at that time. I prefer a 7:30 start, given the fact that this time change, everything is earlier now, so it's light out like around 6. So I prefer that before 9, but I'm gonna be out running before then anyway. So get some more extra miles in before that and be really loosened up for that as well. So I'm excited to go up there and let it fly, man, again, coming up on Saturday, at this Saturday as well. So very excited to get it chopping at the bit. And for, I wouldn't say 3 in a row because I didn't race last weekend, but it would be nice, though. It would be pretty sweet. Obviously, Bill Stunner takes priority. Cause that's your home territory. You want to win that, obviously. Cause it's one of the bigger events, right, in all of Manhattan, Kansas. So, definitely, yeah, definitely. If anything else, if I don't win this weekend, it's okay. Got Bill Stunner, but it would be an added bonus to win. Only for that reason, and to knock any hopes of a repeat there as well. So I'm definitely extra motivated this weekend for sure. So, and it's a down week on the marathon training front as well. So that's a huge, see, luckily these races have played out. Every time I race the half marathon, it's been a down week. So it's kind of worked out. So at least for the next 2 weekends, the 2 Saturdays, got 5K, and after that, I am going to have to put the chains on here. I might do the money run. I don't know yet. I'm definitely not doing the Hospital Hill. Now, obviously, yes, it's the 50th anniversary of that. And oh, by the way, the Hospital Hill, folks, that is in the KC, Missouri area. But yeah, that has a lot of hills. So I've done that. I've been there, done that. Well, I shouldn't say not that particular race, but the other race, Liberty Half Marathon, where you're dealing with a whole bunch of hills there. I don't want to be dealing with that at this particular time here because, yeah, I want to save all. If I can't do the Bill Center Half Marathon, I'm definitely can't, ain't doing the Hospital Hill Half Marathon. I might sneak in the 5K. I don't know. At the last minute, I have no idea at this very time. So we'll just have to see what transpires here in the next 2 weeks here. Definitely want to spoil the party on Saturday. So I'm definitely going up there, underdog, with that underdog mentality. Go up there and see what I got. See what I got up there. Especially, you ain't got to deal with no damn hills. None of that stuff like that. It's all pretty much what my little bro says. Alex, shout out Alex on the pod. I will get him on, having to move stuff around. Eventually, I'll have him on, hopefully, before I go to Minnesota in several weeks. But, yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, going out there. And a lot of people had PRs on that course. So, looks like, granted, anything, hopefully not major happening, I should be able to do the same thing. We'll see. And maybe even try. It's going to take a sub-17 for me anyways to have any chance at the winner from last year. And maybe somebody else. But I think I ain't worried about anybody else because they were in the 17s. That's right in my wheelhouse. So as long as I'm at least getting there, if I get sub-17, I'll be super happy no matter the result of the race. So that's what's on tap here. Flash Dash 5K. It's to a cause there, to the Brandon Russell Flash Dash is what it's called. He unfortunately lost his life after crossing the line at Rocker Parkway several years ago. That's very, very sad stuff. Very unfortunate to hear, and very sad to hear how that all went down there as well. So they made this event there as well. So the Russell family, they'll be out there obviously on Saturday as well. So, but I'm looking forward to going out there and letting it fly, man. And it's a possibility that I might enter myself in. It's either one or two things, right? Obviously, what's on the bucket list, you're listening to 3 White Pod with EG3, Eddie Gritter III here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording, as usual for this podcast. It's either one or two things. Either I do Hospital Hill 5 or set aside and do the Metro Mile Championships in Kansas City. Really, Overland Park at Rockhurst High School, where it's all taking place there as well. So I really get to test that theory out this weekend. This is the right time to do it. And see what I'm in. Really anxious to just test myself out by myself on the mile. I'm going to do that. Actually, when this podcast comes out tomorrow night, I've already begun to be done that. So I was sitting here recording this on Tuesday night because I'm going to go out there after work and test myself solo, mile, hard mile, to see how fast I can do it. You're taking me way back to the track days, baby, as well. So that I know that's been on my bucket list for this year. And given that grandma's is the following week after that, I figure, you know what, you still have a little time to, you got time to recover. Let's go hard for 1 mile there. So I'm probably going to be putting my name in a hat after. I'll see how I do at Flash Dash, and then make the move from there. So we'll see what happens there. But that is June 8th on prime time. Under the lights, baby. Under the lights, track, electric. It can't get any more better than that, man. I want to do the. I want to do that one. That was that without the mind of a marathon in mind, right? So there's that as well. So I'll let you guys know on that if I do decide to put my name in a hat for that. I'll be running at 7:30. With the men's open mile, I believe. We got to run, what, I think it's 6 or 5:30 a mile, I think. I'm pretty sure it's like under 5:30, which on several occasions, I put down 5-minute mile. So if I put that down the road, that has to clip-late to sub 5 on the track for damn sure. I'm definitely going to try. I'm going to test that theory out. And I'll come back next week and let you guys know on that front next week. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be, obviously, I'm in the middle of a down week mileage-wise as well, getting ready. And that's probably a good thing because I got to let it rip on Saturday. And Sunday, I'm planning on running 12 miles, probably more than likely with peak week basically ahead for yours truly as well. So that's what's going on there. When this podcast rolls out, it's going to be a month out until I take center stage in Duluth, Minnesota for Grandma's Marathon, sold out. But also on the same time, though, I was added onto a group. They're the participants of the 2023 Grandma's Marathon, and there's been people needing to sell their bibs because they can't find big things lodging. So as things starting to wind down here, yes, it's sold out, but you still have folks, unfortunately, needing to sell because either they get unfortunately hurt, or really the main thing is lodging or finding a hotel or finding a place to stay there as well, which has been that's very unfortunate there on that front as well. But man, everything's pretty much intact. Man, I am super excited. I am super excited to get up there. Man, Northern United States, baby, has a special place in my heart, and looking to make more memories next month for sure. I am definitely looking forward to making more memories next month for sure up there in Duluth, Minnesota. Never been up there, and oh, yeah. That day I'm traveling up, Thursday, there's going to be a lot of stopping when I finally enter the state of Missouri. Not Missouri. What the hell I'm talking about? The state of Minnesota. It's M, but it's the wrong M. It's Minnesota. There as well. I know a friend of mine, one of my running friends here in town, is up there for a few days this week as well for, I believe, work circumstances there as well. So, seeing the pictures, I think she's in Minneapolis, though, for that. But still, though, at this very time, you're seeing the pictures there. I'm seeing the pictures, and it looks lovely. So, I've been hearing a lot of the stories, how nice it is, whatnot. And look, I'm also prepared for the worst circumstances, right? With the weather, right? Everybody's been telling me about how beautiful it is up there. Weather-wise, it's the wild card. It's the ultimate wild card in this. Obviously, they've had a hard winter up there with a lot of snow and whatnot. And it could be nice and cool. And it flip side, typical summer. It could be hot as hell. And look, I've been there and done that. So I've definitely ran, especially within the last, 2 years, I've ran my share of some weird-ass weather pertaining to the marathon. That's why I wanted to take a break, because I can't catch no break whatsoever. And last year, both races in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, the OKC Memorial Marathon, and Dallas, right? Dallas Marathon, brutal. They're both overcast, cold, wet. Yeah, so those both have something in common there as well, but not so in common was the times. The OKC one was terrible. I was dead tired when getting to the start line there. I didn't have no energy for the start of that one. That was just dreadful there. And then, Dallas was just the elevation points of that marathon was something else. Did not expect that. Hearing the things that it's flat. No, it ain't flat. You gotta deal with all these elevation changes, hills, whatnot, ups, the ups, the downs, and the whew, it's a very tough course, man. And to deal with it, put down what I did there, 3:05 there, where I did. I thought I would run slower. that way, I thought I ran slower than that. I still ran slower than that. But to run that and the pain I was in that whole entire time says something. And very anxious to get up there to Duluth and see what I can do up there. Heard the course is pretty good. You got to be a little bit conservative up until mile 22 there. You're dealing with a steep hill. They hit one of the more hillier parts in the course. But I've done more hillier than that. So I feel good about it. So we'll see what happens, man. You just can't worry about it. You just got to go up there and try to have some fun
and do the best that you can, right? Just do what you can. Do the best you can on a day. You just can't really put all that stress on you, right? On yourself, right? You got to do the best that you got to do.
So, but yeah, it's going to be more to come in the countdown as we pretty much can start counting down the weeks. Really days now, a handful of days now, pretty much a month out from Grandma's Marathon. I can't be more excited. I've never been this excited for a marathon since run my first and second marathons. And the last time I had this much preparation for a marathon, which was my second one in Ohio, which me and my buddy, shout out Sean, in the Air Force doing his thing, I PR'd, and it's still my fastest marathon to this day. So, man, it's been a lot of hardworking mornings, man. Getting up, I love the training and all that other stuff. And I'm just anxious to see what the finishing product is when we get to June 17th, man. I just can't wait for that. So, yeah, so this week, though, just trying to stay focused on the training aspect of it slash race. Yes, I got the Flash Dash 5K in North Kansas City on Saturday morning. That's the only race I got on tap there. Everything else is just, this is just cutback week for me. It's easy mileage this week, not a lot of mileage here. And then, of course, next week, it is quote-unquote peak week for this one right here, which throws in Bill Snyder as well. So let's just go ahead and throw that in there as well. So, but yeah, pretty damn excited about it all and try to keep this momentum rolling for sure. We're going to go up to North Kansas City and try to give a couple of them guys hell. That's for sure. So we'll see what happens there as well. We'll get to North Wilkesboro later on in the week. Obviously, the cut race was something else at Darlington in the Xfinity truck race. That was right down the wire as well. A lot of interesting stuff. Xfinity had a hell of a finish there with Nemechek and Kyle Larson there, and more Ross Chastain stuff. I got some hot takes on that coming up on this week on the 3Y Pod with EG3, which you can get wherever you get your podcast there as well. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome on board to the show. Yes, you're going to still get your NASCAR coverage like usual, but I'm going to throw some stuff in there, running adventures, like you just heard here today or tonight, whenever you listen to this episode. And the conference finals officially begin right now, actually, with Lakers, Nuggets. And on the other side, on the Eastern Conference, you have another battle of the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics once again. Who would have thought about it? Who would have thought that had that on their respective bingo cards there as well? Wow. And Boston, of course, are heavy favorites there. But I want to put it past the Heat. The 8 seed in Boston, I think, is the number 2, I believe, there as well. Nuggets are the number 1 seed. Lakers are, I think, I want to say the 7th seed, I think, as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of basketball out there. The NHL conference finals are set as well. Dallas advanced yet last night in Game 7 over. I didn't even know Seattle had a hockey team until a few weeks ago. That's how bad I don't really pay attention to hockey anymore like I used to. There as well. But exciting things to come on this podcast, really culminating with the Grandma's Marathon. You will get a recap and a preview and, of course, a recap of it all right here on this podcast. So definitely you want to make sure you subscribe if you're not already to this podcast as well. In NASCAR All-Star Race, we're going way back, North Wilkesboro. Yes, I'm pretty sure that is going to be sold out. That's going to be some scene, man, come Sunday as well. So we got that on tap as well. But for right now, the checkered flag has waited on another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 tonight. Eddie Greer, host, aka EG3. Appreciate you guys once again. This has been another running adventure update on this podcast. Countdown days now. Matter of days now, folks. A month out from the Grandma's Marathon. You have been listening to another edition of the 3Y Pod with EG3.